Please be seated. So welcome to Friday Chapel. When I was looking at the lectionary choices for today, I thought, who wouldn't want to preach a Friday message on three wonderful things like weddings, wine, and fashion? It reminded me of a few weeks ago, some of the faculty went to lunch up here at Blue Dahlia on East 11th Street, and we were having wonderful French food and dessert, and at one point in the conversation, Dave Scheider was telling us that he and his wife, Bev, had recently been having a discussion about what constitutes a hipster. And so we all started this discussion about, yes, what is the definition of hipster in Austin these days? And I don't know if we came to a consensus, but this passage out of the Gospel of Luke, a whole spiritual meditation on wine and clothing, might be a hipster's dream. So the passage starts out with Jesus being questioned about why the disciples of other teachers fasted a certain way and they prayed a certain way, but Jesus' disciples always seem to have to do things a little bit differently. So, and it may have been a sincere question, like not just meant to criticize. It may have been a genuine curiosity about why Jesus, this respected Jewish teacher, had such unconventional training methods. And we noticed just prior to this, Jesus had invited Levi, who we know as Matthew, to become one of his students. And Levi was the type of student that the other teachers would have rejected, someone who would have been considered unworthy of a formal Jewish education. So that leads us to the question, why does Jesus choose the students he chooses, and why does he train them the way he does? So scholars have differing ideas about how to interpret these three parables. But one way we could make sense of them is by considering the questions Jesus seems to be responding to. So first, he responds to the question of why he doesn't require his students to fast. And he says, can you make wedding guests fast when the bridegroom is still with him? So you see, when the bridegroom is still with them. So we could hear this way. Fasting is for times when things are not so good, when we desire life to be different. But being a chosen student, that's a gift. That's 3 years of privilege and luxury. That's a time for celebrating. There will be a time when those students graduate and have to face life outside the classroom, and that will be a day for mourning. But that is not this day. Okay, but Jesus doesn't just stop the explanation there. He goes on, because underneath that question of fasting, there appears to be a deeper question of the legitimacy of his training methods, his formation model, if you will. So he goes on to say this: no one receives a nice new shirt and then cuts it up to sew a patch on old blue jeans. Well, a hipster might. But it wouldn't work, because in the wash it would shrink and pull away. So instead of sewing pieces of the new onto the old, Jesus has a whole new way of teaching and training. Not a method just focused on fasting, but also on celebrations and community hour and happy hour. It's a holistic model. It's a full immersion experience. So now we might understand a little more why Jesus chooses the unconventional methods he does, but we're still left with this question of why he chooses the type of student he chooses. So now we've come to it, the matter of the wine. So if we consider this third parable to be a response to the question of why he chooses the students he does, what kind of student did he recruit? Well, he didn't tend to look for the typical academic, the already educated, the morally upright, the privileged. As wonderful as those people may be, they can be a little hard to teach. So instead, Jesus recruits from the fields, the fishing industry, the felony records. He makes higher education accessible to those students other teachers would have rejected. And why does he do this? Because new wine must be poured into fresh skins. Because sometimes with experience and privilege, we can become like old skins. We can feel like we already know this stuff. We can become rigid, more interested in keeping things out than taking them in. But the new skin, the new cloth, it's expansive, it stretches, it's flexible, it's thirsty. So here we are at the start of a new semester with perhaps the invitation, what kind of learners are we going to be? We've heard it said before, in the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities, but in the expert's, there are only a few. So perhaps our primary work as a community of learners is to just relax, trust the process, and may Christ choose us and teach us in whatever way, hipster or traditional, will lead to our renewal and transformation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.